Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Friday, July 18th. I'm Arla Kuziz. Noah Nisnik has gone from pitching at Vianney High School in St. Louis to Southeast Missouri State University, and now the Savannah Bananas. And his mom is very proud.
Even before, you know, I graduated, she would always be sending me videos of him saying how I would be perfect for it.
We'll hear more from Noah Nisnik coming up after this news on The Gateway. Former Missouri Congressman Bill Clay Sr. has died at the age of 94. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Democratic official played a monumental role in harnessing Black political power throughout St. Louis.
Clay became the first Black person to represent Missouri in Congress. He was a champion for civil rights as he spent time in jail for his role in the Jefferson Bank protests. Many credit Clay with helping create an environment in St. Louis where African Americans could possess tangible political power. During a 2019 interview with the U.S. House historian, Clay said that philosophy carried over into his congressional service.
We don't need in-between middle people to be our spokesperson. We will speak for ourselves.
Clay's wife, Carol, died earlier this year. He is survived by his three children, including his successor in the House, William Lacy Clay Jr. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
The new oversight structure of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is officially up and running. The six members of the state-appointed Board of Police Commissioners met for the first time yesterday. They took care of administrative matters, such as selecting most of the board's internal leadership and hiring an attorney. The board delayed picking a treasurer until there is more information about that role's responsibilities. Its attorney, Chris Graville, says there may be other hiccups going forward.
Because of the way state control was done, there are going to be some things we're going to have to back into.
Members of the board also approved a new $6 million three-year deal with a Georgia-based company for body cameras. The St. Louis County Health Department has confirmed the summer's first mosquitoes testing positive for West Nile virus. The mosquitoes were collected from both North and West County. In 2023, the percentage of mosquitoes testing positive for the virus skyrocketed to 23%, up from just 2.6% the year prior. Last year, it was nearly 22%. West Nile is the most common mosquito-borne illness in the U.S. About one in five people infected may experience symptoms such as headaches and rash, and there's no specific treatment. The Department of Health urges residents to wear protective clothing, use EPA-registered insect repellents, and eliminate standing water from items like flower pots or buckets. A St. Louis County judge ruled on Tuesday against a Black nursing organization's trademark appeal for the rights to Homer G. Phillips's name. Some nurses say this is just a pause in their fight for his legacy. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Jobina Foster is with Homer G. Phillips Nurses Alumni, Inc. When she heard the news about the recent appeal loss, she started thinking of the next move.
It's so important that we continue to fight and maintain our legacy.
She says the civil rights leader's legacy is providing health care to underserved communities in North St. Louis. Foster hopes the organization pushes for a Missouri Supreme Court decision. The association filed a trademark lawsuit against Homer G. Phillips Memorial Hospital in 2023. The case was later dismissed, which prompted the appeal. A St. Louis County judge ruled this month that the court didn't make an error in its previous judgment. She ruled the public won't confuse the now-closed hospital with the nurses' organization. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Former jail board vice chair Janice Mensah is set to go on trial next week on charges of trespassing and resisting arrest. Nearly 600 people have signed an open letter to St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer calling for those charges to be dropped. Maureen Hanlon is an attorney at Arch City Defenders, the legal advocacy group representing Mensah.
It's not a first-degree murder trial, but I think it's unacceptable that it's happening to someone who is on an oversight board.
Hanlon says Mensah could face jail time, although fines are more likely if the charges stick. Mensah says they were arrested and beaten unconscious by police while visiting the St. Louis City Justice Center in August 2023. They were visiting as vice chair of the Detention Facilities Oversight Board after Taryn Smith died in custody due to medical problems. Missouri leaders see more nuclear power in the state's future. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports from the Missouri Nuclear Summit.
In the past few decades, utilities haven't built many nuclear power plants, mostly because of their high cost. But now energy officials say nuclear is needed to meet demand. Ameren's president, Mark Burke, says one reason is that nuclear can be turned on to complement sources that only work with wind or sun.
When you look toward the future and you look toward carbon-free energy, and more importantly, dispatchable energy to help integrate the renewables, nuclear's got to be a key part of that.
Missouri only has one nuclear power plant. Ameren will change that soon, but hasn't announced concrete plans. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Washington University postdoctoral fellow Elizabeth Carlin has found that a city's history of politics and war can actually impact its wildlife. In St. Louis, she's been studying this phenomenon in eastern gray squirrels. During World War II, large amounts of radioactive waste was improperly disposed of in St. Louis County's Coldwater Creek. Carlin says the impact of this history has been studied in humans, but not animals.
I can imagine that if it's affecting people, it's affecting wildlife. Wildlife are even more tied to the land than we are. They're burying their food, they're gathering their food, they're drinking the water.
A recent study linked an increased risk of cancer to people who lived near the contaminated waterway. Carlin was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. The Savannah Bananas are bringing their unique blend of baseball and entertainment to Busch Stadium tonight and tomorrow night. Bananas pitcher Noah Nisnik grew up in St. Louis and pitched collegiately at Southeastern Missouri State University. He spoke with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Chaw about coming home to pitch in the ballpark where he watched his baseball heroes growing up and how he describes banana ball to his friends and family.
Baseball with some show and entertainment mixed in. You know, we're trying to get the fans involved more, you know, make them feel like, you know, they're part of the game, and then just kind of entertaining in between playing baseball.
And what was your first exposure to the game?
Just seeing them, you know, on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. And then having a couple of teammates that played for them when they were a collegiate summer ball league back in college.
What was it that appealed to you, Noah, about banana ball?
I think that mainly just, you know, the fast pace and just having fun and getting the fans involved. You know, you're still playing the game. You're just, you know, just entertaining.
After you graduated from Southeast Missouri State, or SEMO, you're hoping to get drafted by a Major League Baseball team. And I understand that it was after that draft window closed that the Savannah Bananas reached out to you with an invitation to try out for its team. What were your first thoughts?
At first I thought it was fake, just because, you know, it was on Instagram messages. But then I saw another person from the organization followed me as well. So I thought, you know, starting to think there's some truth to it. So, you know, I bit, and turns out it was true. Mm-hmm. And then we went and made an application and then made a video, which was choreographed by my lovely girlfriend.
Yeah.
She kind of took that and ran with it. And, you know, then I went to a private workout down in Dallas, and now we're here.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any reservations at all about playing banana ball, given its entertainment focus?
Yeah. I kind of, you know, just watching it, I didn't know how much of baseball it was, nor was it, you know, up in the air whether it is scripted or not. But, I mean, honestly, I kind of knew it wasn't scripted, the game, just because it's nearly impossible to script baseball.
Right.
So as it went on and then I finally got here, you know, you get acclimated and you finally see, you know, how much of it is still, you know, the game we all know and love. It's just the entertainment stuff mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've talked in other interviews, Noah, about your mom, you know, what she did to support your baseball career, like all the places that she had to take you. You've talked about her being a single mom and how, you know, that could be really challenging. What did she think about the possibility of your becoming a banana ball player?
she pretty much gave me no other option besides to do it. She's, even before you know, I graduated, she would always be sending me videos of him saying how I would be perfect for it, you know, with how I am out there when I'm on the field. So she definitely was pushing heavy for it.
So, Noah, how does it feel to be coming back home to play in the stadium that, you know, your favorite team has played in?
It's surreal. I mean, it really doesn't feel real yet. I think once, you know, I step foot in the stadium, you know, on that field, I think it'll probably hit. But, you know, I mean, it's just exciting. There's really no other way to put it. It's really just a dream come true.
That's Savannah Bananas pitcher Noah Nisnik speaking with St. Louis on the Air host Eileen Shaw. You can hear more of their conversation at stlpr.org. Nisnik and his Bananas teammates will play tonight and tomorrow night at sold-out Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.